Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm dizzy with Kofi Coburn right now. It's not going to happen. Like, I don't
wow,
think
you're falling in love.
I don't think it's...
And James Strebel.
He's going to Kentucky on Friday. He's going to announce it. We're all going to celebrate. It's going to be a great day on Friday. Yes!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Gonna hurt you guys' feelings, but Arch on Twitter says that Sweeney has gone full-blown UK.
Oh, you have?
He's claimed to be neutral, but the past week has proven otherwise. Does anyone listen to this show? It's turned into KSR Lite. It's a parody of itself. LMAO.
Oh, thanks, Arch.
So there we go.
I forgot.
Not on a football Friday.
Not on a football Friday, Arch.
We're trying
come
to have
on.
A good time.
I'm trying to have some fun. What are we supposed to do? We got to bring the news. We're journalists.
4-3-7.
Football Friday.
There, there it is.
Right now, who wins the games? We did this yesterday. Go. No, you know what, Jack? You go. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, yeah.
Because Jack's ready to go.
He is ready to go.
Florida and Wake Forest, even though I am... I'm getting closer to picking Louisville.
You're picking Louisville. Okay.
No, I'm not picking Louisville. But
by tomorrow you will. You wake up, everyone. Come on. By tomorrow you'll pick Louisville.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm going to stick with Wake Forest, but I wouldn't be surprised if Louisville won.
Just pick a team.
I'm picking Wake Forest.
But you said I can change my mind.
No, I'm not changing my mind.
Thing.
I'm picking Wake Forest.
Okay.
All right. I think Wake Forest wins the game. I don't think they cover the spread, but I think they win the game.
How about that?
Yeah. Okay, Jack. All right. What about IU?
IU gets killed.
I just threw him in there.
Stop it. No offense, but Zach Osterman's the only one that thinks they're not going to get killed.
Yes, he is.
Zach Osterman.
Rick Bozich wanted to call him.
No, yeah, he's the only one. Yeah. Bozich is like, brother dead.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, what's it? He's like, I have his number. I need to call him.
Right now, I'm close. Wake Forest win and Florida wins and covers.
I think Florida wins 28-17. I think that's the score. That's the score I'm sticking with. 28-17 Florida. I think Wake Forest wins 42-37. That's my pick. And Indiana gets beat 48-0. That's what.
I think Indiana gets killed, but I don't think it's going to be 48-0.
Texas says, who's Strebel going to be rooting for between Teddy and Lamar on Sunday?
I said it earlier this week. I'm going to stick with Lamar Jackson. I think he's a more exciting football player. I like him.
I do have a – I just saw this because Process just busted in here to grab the iPhone charger.
There?
He's running the drive for Pat today.
Oh, is he? Oh,
yeah.
Pat's already gone for the day?
Pat's gone for Talladega.
Talladega.
Oh, yep. Race this weekend for Pat. There you go.
So I have a Dan Issel story that involves Process. From
okay.
Today.
Well, I would love to hear that. Let's go.
Bobby.
So, yes,
Bobby.
Yes. Well, Bobby. So, Issel was not in studio for the show today. He was on remote.
Right.
But he did not disconnect at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
So, normally when that happens, just behind the scenes, we reset the machine on our end, and that normally boots the person off. It didn't boot us off for whatever reason.
I've only seen this happen one other time.
So Process starts calling Dan for like 10 minutes. Like, he calls him like legitimately 12, 14 times, and he doesn't pick up any of the times, but you can hear it. What was great was, if you were in the producer room, they had Dan and Q, and he's blasting country music. But anyways,
hang on, the station's falling apart.
Yeah,
Dan Issel is not in studio.
We just got Louisville notice of allegations.
And so it's a clean break, right? Because they didn't have to talk about the story,
right?
But it was going to be a clean break, that this was going to be dropped at noon, and Bob was going to have to talk about the story.
Yeah,
and so Bob's at home. Well, hang on, Bob's at home.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so Bob isn't able to connect because Issel's phone is still connected. So these guys are back at the station, and they literally are unpulling the power.
Oh, my gosh.
And when they plug the power back in, Issel's still potting through, listening to country music. That's so we have the station's on fire.
Yeah.
Louisville basketball's on fire.
Bob's frustrated.
Bob doesn't know what the hell's going on.
He's calling Nick.
Poor Mike Pratt. Every time he's in it on Friday, Louisville gets busted. He's sitting there with that in his
lap. He's got to talk about it. It's okay. Like, hey, man, I just want to talk a little football today.
He just wants to talk some pigskin.
Right.
And he just wants to talk Ole Miss plus 14 and a half.
That's all he wants to do.
So all of this is going on, and they can't do anything because Issel's not going to answer his phone. Because,
no, wait. No, but that's the thing.
Okay, well, go ahead. Sorry.
So Process has called Issel like 15 times, and he hasn't picked up.
Which is endearing.
So
I love Process.
So I decide, well, I'll give it a try.
Oh, Jack.
Within 3 seconds of me calling him, he picks up.
Oh.
And he goes, what's up, Creed?
Oh, man, he stuck a knife in Bobby's heart.
Oh, his Process was so mad.
Oh, he was giving Bobby the FU button. Oh, no.
Oh, what a killer.
As soon as Crane calls, you know what?
What
he had a flashback of Jack's happy face.
What a killer.
Behind the glass in the early days of sports talk.
Well, I saw Issel's not answering the phone while he's driving.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
No, he was ignoring Process.
So he
had friends in low places, cranked all the way up. He had little Garth Brooks going, and he saw Bobby's name pop up on his phone. He's like, I'm not answering that. And then Creed,
that's a haymaker.
I'll interrupt Garth Brooks for Jack Grossman, but not for Process.
Process was so mad.
Maybe Toby Keith.
Texas says, tell Creed to turn his mic down. Hey, listen, we're just happy Mike works.
Yeah,
okay?
That we're on the air.
Let's not worry about levels. Let's just make sure we're on the air. Let's crawl, and then we'll start sprinting.
Yes.
Okay, but right now, we're at a crawl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the painting of the Neanderthal? Is that what they say?
Yeah. The evolution of man.
The evolution of man.
The evolution of man.
We're at the very left side right now.
Right, you start at the eighth.
Our vertebrae, our vertebrae is not what it should be.
Right, we're not upright yet.
I hate this damn mic, man. You have to put it at a different level on the board every single day.
It's
ridiculous.
Remember the day that Mitch had to, like, sit back from the mic the entire show and talking to him so booming.
So Mitch, what if we? Here's what I want to do. We need to talk to Mitch.
We do.
We need to find out if he wants to be a Kentucky fan. Because if he wants to make the switch, we will call out to Kentucky fans to have some. You know, he's a large shirt to have. You know, some old musty Kentucky stuff
that
brought to the station, and we will mail it. I will personally mail it to Mitchell Hannigan there in St. Louis.
All right,
how about
let's do that.
If he wants to do that,
okay. Well, we'll reach out to Mitch and say if he wants to fully convert.
How about
and
that?
You're right. There are some weird, you know, ceremonies that he'll have to go through, but he'll come back. He'll come through intact.
Texas says, Issel looking at that caller ID, F this A bleep. Texas, Dan feels bad still for not hooking Crean up with a date.
He's still working on that. He still has the certificate.
Texas says, guys, I'm at Lowe's, and I turned you on to break the silence in the bathroom. Because I'm currently in here, and there's 6 stalls of grunting and splashing.
Well, I'm glad that we're able to distract
you.
Yeah, we're able to distract you from those noises, those unpleasant noises in a low
Texas
bathroom.
Says, you can always tell how big of a fan Strebel is of the Browns when he's cheering for the division rival, the hated Ravens, in a game. It's so true.
Jack, I didn't
want to be mean and nasty.
No,
it makes me sick.
Well, it's not a divisional game. It's not a divisional
Strebel,
game.
It's disgusting.
Okay,
I want that's like me saying I want the Eagles to beat the Chiefs this weekend, or I wanted the Chargers to lose to the Cowboys. What's your problem?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like, if Louisville lost to Albany, you would cheer. I don't know. What are you doing right now?
Yeah, you know, that is true.
Why would you even say that?
I don't know. I like Lamar Jackson better than Teddy Bridgewater. He won a Heisman. I don't know what to tell you.
Texas says, oh, no, not Bobby.
Bobby.
That is so great. I love that so much.
Texas says, are HVL and Jalen Suggs still an item? I mean, as of a couple weeks ago, I remember seeing them on Lil IG. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sure they're somewhere swanky and nice.
Well, yeah, it's before, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know where they were. He's getting ready to start his NBA season. I have no idea.
You know, had to get some dates out of the way
there
before he got busy. Before she got busy, too. She's got Jeff Walls the cards
coming
up. Drawing
a long-distance relationship. Have you ever done a long-distance relationship?
No.
Really? I'm surprised by that.
There was a girl that I kind of dated while I was at Campbellsville that we kept in the contact.
She was here?
She was here.
Okay.
And I was at Campbellsville. And it wasn't anything official.
Yeah, but you were a ladies' man.
But anytime I come back to town, we go out and stuff. So, but it wasn't like official. Like she could do what she wanted, I could do what I wanted. And then, you know, when we got back in town, we'd hang out. Yeah.
Jack? Wow.
Well, it's true, yeah. Yeah.
That's a big admission. Have you ever told your wife that? She would hate hearing that.
No, she wouldn't. We dated a little bit my senior year of high school. And then, you know, she went to her college. I went to my college. And then, yeah, it was what it was. But it wasn't a relationship. We'd go on dates. We'd go to the track or something, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of like a sure thing.
We did.
Really?
Well, yeah. I don't know if it was a sure. I mean, we did go to the track a few times and out to eat and, you know, hanging out.
The track a few times.
That's
what a great invention right now.
That was back in the day where like you emailed people a lot. Like it was before social media
emailing.
Like, yeah, we emailed because you know you had cell phones, but then you bought time cards, and you know there's times you couldn't use it, so we utilized email. She had her school email account, I had mine, and we just like, hey, how you doing? Let's catch up. Big deal.
Texas says, Strieble was a guy in school with a girlfriend in another town. She doesn't go here.
No, that wasn't. Well, I mean, that wasn't a girlfriend. It was a friend.
Texas says, I'm sure Sean has an extra UK shirt for Mitch. Again, if you're new to the show, Mitch is a former producer. Louis Rabeau is stunned by you.
Why?
He has a whole new. I'm being inundated. Strieble had a back home booty call. I mean, this is all it is.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what it was, but, you know, that's... thanks, Louis Rabeau, for listening. I don't know. I wouldn't go that far to call it what it was. It wasn't always that. It was, you know.
Jack, what's a bigger admission? That these are level 2 violations being levied against Chris Mack, or what Strieble has just said? I love it. He's been going to the track a couple times. I'm stunned. I don't know how to get us out of this.
I don't know.
We're in the mud right now, and I know like my brain's telling me, if you're in the car for 12 minutes, you want to hear something either about football or you want to hear something about Chris Mack.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's the top of the new hour, and we're violating everything, but we're stuck here.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to
throw that out there. I don't know how we got on the subject.
I have no idea.
I forgot what the conversation was.
How did that happen? I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, long-distance relationship because Jalen Suggs and Haley Van Lith. And so I just said I have not been in like a long-distance relationship.
I have not been
where it's like official boyfriend girlfriend type thing.
Right.
We don't date other people. I stay true to you. You stay true to me. I've never done that before.
There you go.
I'm sure it's very difficult.
There you go.
Yeah. So props to them if they can keep it going.
You don't want to see the text line.
I know. I'm sure it's terrible.
Dave Skull just texted me.
Oh, hi. Biscuit.
He says 99.99% the girl back home thought she was Strieble's girlfriend.
No.
And would be upset if she heard this conversation.
No. We were not together. We had the conversation. We wanted to remain friends and hang out and stuff like that, but not. No, we were not an item. We were not an item. Swear.
Well, Jack, that settles it. You
yeah,
swore.
I did.
Thank
I swore.
You. Thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome.
No one has ever lied directly no, after saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I had to get on.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I had to get on my kids for doing that. Like, I know they're lying. I swear I didn't, Dad. I'm like, don't swear. I know
yeah,
you're lying.
It's okay. Yeah, that's when you know.
You're yeah.
When people are like, I swear in my mother's life or I swear in the Bible, I'm like, I don't think that means that much to you.
It doesn't.
I don't
yeah,
know if your mother's alive, and I don't think you care if
yeah,
you're swearing
if it's
on the
Bible or not.
No offense.
You could put it on a comic book and it still mean the same thing.
Oh, goodness.
Coming from you, yeah.
I see the text. Guys, I see the damn text line, okay? I will do as much as I can here. That admission.
I'm sorry.
On all days to say that.
I know. I didn't think it. Well, I should have known it was going to be a bigger deal than it. I don't know. I just felt like saying, I don't know why I did it. I don't know. I should have just said no and moved on.
It's good content for the show.
Yeah, no, but I.
It's great. What makes you look great?
What? Yeah,
it makes
well,
you look like a ladies' man.
Yeah.
What you were and who you are now is
they're completely different.
We'll
things.
Never know that man. Jack will never know that man.
There's very few people
never.
That do know that.
I know.
Yeah.
Very few.
Very few people, but they're out there. They're out there.
You've broken some hearts.
I've had my heart broken way more. We'll just say that.
But you've broken some hearts. Okay.
Yes, I have broken some
there
hearts.
It is.
I have, and I felt bad every single one of them.
You sound so guilty saying that.
It's true.
Oh, man.
It's true. But Texas, I've had,
Texas says if Chris Mack gets fired, is Rummage going to buy his house? He should.
You know, I would love it. I'd help Rummage move into that house.
What if we all bought
I would.
It? What if ESPN Louisville, Dieter had a wing?
Oh, yeah.
And I had a wing.
It'd be the new studio.
You
yeah.
like that? And the studio was just
That's
there?
A great idea.
How
this
about that?
Big mansion and just run the station out of this big mansion.
It's just all there.
Any down the street from Satterfield?
I don't know. I don't know.
TP'd his house.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought they lived in the same neighborhood for
Satterfield
some reason.
Has several houses.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He's got all kinds of, like, five. I mean, he's got two in Louisville. He's got one at Rough River.
He's got one here. He's got one there. He's building another one. I can't keep track of it.
Got one in Boone.
He does. Probably somewhere out in Eastern Kentucky.
Hey, we talked with Ethan Joyce yesterday.
We did.
Boone sounded majestic.
It did.
Really did. We were talking about the mountains and the fog and how it's a quirky town, and I was like, damn, I should have went to App State. I was listening to that guy and I'm like, man, I should have went to App State.
I tell you what, it sounds great.
He's like Frank Ponce is just great, you
he's
know
glistening.
He's glistening.
He runs an exciting offense. He just don't know what's coming next. It's up tempo. He's in his bag all the time with his offense. Oh yeah, I'm serious when I want to do a show at App State. Like, we should, like, game day at App State. Let's go. I'm all for it.
Texas says, does the girl still live locally, Strebel?
Yes.
Oh.
But she, it was, again, it was a long time ago. She's married. She's got
kids.
You're
out at Kroger.
No.
So you know that she's married and has kids.
Yeah, we were Facebook friends. Yeah, well, when I had Facebook. I don't anymore. But, yeah, we were friends on Facebook. Sure.
Texas says the heartbreak father.
Yeah.
Texas says, I hope caller Emily's heart is never one of them.
Well, she's not in the equation with the relationship, so it won't be.
Strebel, I'll just give you the last part of this.
Okay.
In different area codes.
I know what they're referring to. Yes.
Jack, do you know the rapper Ludacris?
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
that's,
well, there you
that's
go.
A
that's
mild
part of his
surprise.
Song. Yeah, one of his songs, yes. Early 2000s hit by Ludacris.
Texas says Blank should buy the house.
That's actually true. I don't think he leaves Santa Claus, though.
That's a good
I
point.
I think he likes it too much. He's taking some pictures around recently.
Let me ask you guys this. Jack brought up this argument. 437-9680, it's the take on ESPN 680. I just want to throw this out there. Because now, listen, we have had the conversation. I'll give you kind of my opening 20 minutes. We'll do that again at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But the level 2 violations out there now, we know that. We know Chris Mack is named in all this. If you're just joining us, the amended notice of allegations to include the Dino Gaudio stuff along with everything else that U of L is dealing with. Jack was very passionate first hour.
Mm-hmm.
Was passionate about you back Chris Mack. Okay, now, Jack, I don't want to speak for you. I don't know how far you're willing to go, but you're willing to go if these end up being multiple level 2 violations. You're saying that Louisville, even though they would have the right to do so, should not fire him and ride it out knowing you were going to be in trouble anyway.
Correct.
Maybe there's a little bit more trouble, which is partially created by him, right? Mm-hmm. So he would be sitting in a little bit of that. So you are of the belief. I'm not taking that out of context. Do you want to add anything else to that?
Basically that I don't think you would be able to get anyone better than Chris Mack, and I think that the job would be viewed as extremely toxic if you were to fire Chris Mack, right, at either this point in time or because of this.
Okay, so those are two things that we can talk about there, because one of them I agree with and one of them I don't agree with.
Okay.
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 I agree that the toxicity around it, the probability of taking a lesser than coach,
yeah,
is obviously way greater than with Rick Pitino and Chris Mack. Now, I'm armed with knowing that you got Chris Mack.
Sure. Okay? Yeah, yeah. We already know part of the puzzle.
I have the evidence, sure. But yes, I believe. Now, listen, I think Rick's a Hall of Fame coach. He's a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, I love Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
But the thought process would be that the difference between Mack and Pitino, and even though I think it's a substantial difference,
yeah,
okay, the difference between the guy you would get in Chris Mack and where the program would be. Now, I agree where the program would be would hurt candidates potentially.
Sure.
And may hurt them more than they did when they got Chris Mack. But the thought process, in my opinion, of replacing Chris Mack, I don't think that's something to worry about.
Okay.
Just because I'm not sure which way this is going here. Like, I feel like some Louisville fans, out of one side of their mouth, they like Chris Mack, but then they bash Chris Mack for not winning.
Right. Or getting recruits.
Right? Like, they get mad. Like, the same people that would say, well, you gotta keep Chris Mack. Fine. Good. I mean, I can understand if that's the overwhelming sentiment. We're also the ones who have been critical each year. Year number one, what happened that year? Year number two, well, which way was it trending? That's what they would say.
Yeah,
year number three, didn't make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
We're affected by COVID. What was the real story there? And so I agree that the toxicity around the program would probably hurt. But the actual results, I think you could replace. That's my opinion.
That's kind of right.
I think that would be replaceable. Chris Mack has already had to do the desperate thing, and that is nuke his staff, which meant see recruits, which meant starting over
in year three.
Yeah, I mean, thank God the transfer market. And if you're a Louisville fan, thank God Chris Mack's good at the transfer market. That would be my read of the situation. That's not me downgrading Chris Mack. Listen,
right, and
I think,
I'm not gonna argue that Chris Mack.
Hang on, Jack. I think that's classic. That's good.
That's great,
I think
Jack.
That Chris Mack, the hope would be the things that he is going to accomplish here are all in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like with Kentucky football, what are we saying right now? With Kentucky football, we're saying that I'm not saying this. Some people, I am not saying this.
Daryl Burr saying this.
Yes, Daryl Burr. The best football's in front of them. That might be the case. You would be saying the best basketball when Chris Mack can get through this, and we see what he can do now. Just think what he could do then.
When all this is out of the way,
That would be the conversation
but
there.
But this could potentially push that even further.
And I have no idea if you're going to buy that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking, you know, this year is the last year you may have in one, two seasons where he can prove it with the NCAA tournament. Are you okay with saying, okay, we'll actually see the best of Chris Mack 4 years from now?
Well, yeah, I don't know if this means that. And Jack, hold your thought. Just one last thing. If this means, like, is there more pressure this year to be good because of all of this?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer to that. And the reason I would say, well, yeah, if you made a Final Four run, but I'm not expecting them to make a Final
Four
run.
Right.
I mean, the conversation has been win a tournament game, Ethan Moore saying get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I think this team is if you said they were 40, 45 right now in the country, I think that's probably a little bit too low.
Yeah.
Okay, I think better of them than 45th.
Maybe top 30s.
In the country. Yeah, yeah. Something like that. And sure, we'll see. Ultimately, I could be right. I could be wrong. But right now, like, you may say the uptick of Chris Mack here is worth keeping.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, with what's been done, not winning a tournament game in 3 years is something that many other coaches could do.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, having to reboot his staff, having some notable swings and misses,
sure,
on the recruiting trail.
Being left with
the way they played at the end of seasons,
yeah,
the way the COVID was handled. Listen, I don't want this to be a bash Chris Mack thing. It's part of this that's going to be the conversation potentially as all this goes. Go ahead, Jack.
I think a lot of it is obviously the results haven't been what people were hoping for when they hired Chris Mack. I do think it's the second year thing is, for me, it's a big question mark. I don't think Louisville's making a Final Four with that team in year two, but I think they could have made a Sweet 16 early. They could have lost in the first round, but the fact that we lost that as a data point, I think it has gone unfairly against it, where people just kind of assume that it wasn't going to go great in the tournament, where I think that slide that was exaggerated a little bit more than it is when you pair it with obviously the much bigger slides year one and year three. But for me, you look at it bigger picture, you brought Chris Mack in with the notion of, we are going to give you time to get through all the scandal stuff. We know there's a chance we could get hammered, we being Louisville, pretty hard again, but we're going to stay and trust with you through all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't follow through on that, and you're still, and part of this is because the IRP and the NCAA have taken so damn long in the Brian Bowen,
right,
that you're
right,
still in
yeah,
with it.
Now, the IARP is yes, ridiculous, and that's a part of this. Like, I want to be clear, that's a part of it, but this needing to be amended was also Louisville's fault.
Right, but
wasn't the IARP's
yes,
fault, even though it's disgraceful.
But, yeah, but if you were to fire Chris Mack before all of this gets resolved, and you're another coach that's thinking about taking the job at UofL, and you're looking at that and said, this guy was promised that he would be able to see through all this stuff, and then he got fired because he had some mock 30 for 30 videos. Do you really think anyone would want to take a job and trust that the administration would actually give coaches a fair chance, whether it be on the court or off the court?
But you're making an excuse for him not following the rules.
No, no.
Over a multi-year period. That would be my answer back. Understanding
yeah,
that it's
and I
petty,
get it. Chris Mack made a mistake.
Back to 2018 on this.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Mack made a mistake, and that is a really bad, stupid mistake that you can't make in that situation. But
it's failing the drug test at the NFL
yes,
combine.
Yes,
yeah, that's
what
saying,
it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
that's
is.
Exactly
if you're putting
what it
yourself
is,
in a position as a coach that's thinking about taking the Louisville job, would you want to go to a place that did that? And that would still be facing probably one, maybe multiple years of a postseason ban ahead of it and a major rebuild. Would you want to take the job in that spot? And I think a lot of people would answer no. And I don't think that, yes, the results haven't been great for Chris Mack, but I think there's still more potential with Chris Mack than there is with anyone else that you would be able to hire if you were to fire Chris Mack. Because I don't really think, unfortunately, that there would be a really long list of people running to take the Louisville job in the state that it's in right now. Because, again, I think in normal times, Louisville is absolutely a top 10 job. It is a great job. But in the circumstances that it's in right now, I just don't think it would be that appealing to people if you did fire Chris Mack. It would be viewed as extremely, extremely toxic.
You're going to be horrified. You ready for this, Jack?
Yeah.
We were supposed to call Lee Sterling 5 minutes ago.
Oh, crap. I'm
yeah, 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 yeah.
I was sitting here.
Strebel caught it. I didn't catch it. And by the way, yeah, I can't find my sheet with all of his stuff. Could you forward me the email? We're really
yeah,
doing good.
Yeah.
No, we got absolutely nuked
yeah,
by this damn story.
It's Louisville
story,
man.
We forgot about Lee Sterling.
I was just sitting here thinking.
Oh,
I saw
goodness,
the time because my wife texted
he's
me.
He's
going to
be mad.
Say
we have rampant cheating, but I don't have his games either, Jack. What a mess.
Oh no.
We're an absolute mess right now.
We'll salvage it.
Oh, my goodness.
Will we?
I don't know how I'm going to salvage it. Is it salvageable?
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
Sure. Yeah, I think it is. I'll be positive. Sure.
I mean, you admitted to just being an unbelievable ladies' man.
It wasn't unbelievable. It was just one of those things where I had a close friend that we enjoyed each other's company, but still wanted to keep options open for the future. That's all. All right. There we go.
Oh, Lee, we're sorry we're late. Lee Sterling with us, Paramount Sports. Lee, we have hell breaking loose. Louisville basketball had more cheating, maybe allegations added to their notice of allegations. Every damn Football Friday this happens. It's like the third time this season, Lee. I swear
Not
to you.
Not good.
Oh, well, now you were on fire. The Baker's Dozen went 11-3. Yep. Lee's from ParamountSports.com. We talked to him usually at 420, sometimes 426. Yep. You got a 50-unit play this weekend. You're on fire. You got the UFC. What do you guys got popping? And then I want to get your thoughts on some games, because Louisville, Kentucky, and the Ravens game, there's some big games this weekend. It's a great slate.
Oh, they are. It's a really good card. Yeah, so normally have 13 plays on the Baker's Dozen. I found an extra game. So I add another game, 14 games. We go 11-3, look to stay on this roll. And it's not October at Paramount Sports. We call it Locktober. You can get 5 weeks of games with my phone service, just $3.97. Only had one losing week all year since the preseason. And also, if you want to join us through the Super Bowl, it's $9.97. And we'll throw in the baseball playoffs through the World Series and the UFC through December 31st. So over $2,000 worth of value there, just $9.97. Just go to ParamountSports.com.
It's right there, ParamountSports.com. You'll see Lee, 800-400-9741. I'll let you take this. Just before we get to games, college or the NFL, what have you noticed? What sort of trends, what sort of interesting things have you seen, in 4 or 5 weeks into the season now?
Well, we're noticing that underdogs are still winning more than favorites in the NFL. The sports books and offshores are raking it in. They're not going to tell you that. They only cry when they lose. So if you're going to play a favorite, you better have a real good. You better have a real strong opinion about them winning by a wide margin. So talent is pretty evenly. Look, even Jacksonville last night.
Oh yeah, it was a good game.
They played well, and
I love Burrow.
More than seven. If you want to lay more than 7.5, 7 points in a game, a lot of times better to put them in a teaser. Two teams, 6 point teaser.
All right, so Lee Sterling with us, Paramount Sports. Let's look at some of these. We were 3-2 last week. Let's look at, obviously, some of the local games, Florida and Kentucky. This is a game I hope to be at on Saturday. Not sure if there's going to be any rain. Florida, we know, they can run the football. Anthony Richardson's back. They're favored by 8. Kentucky's trying to get a statement win. What do you think happens Saturday night there at Kroger Field?
Well, Kentucky can run the football, too. I mean, Chris Rodriguez, except for his fumbling issues, might be the best back in the SEC this year. So they'll muck it up. They don't want 12, 13, 14 possessions. They want to take their time. They'll snap the ball right before the clock goes and use a short and intermediate passing game here. And Florida runs the ball, too. It's not like Kyle Trask anymore. So these are both teams will take a lot of time, 8, 10, 12 plays to score touchdowns. I just don't know if Kentucky has the athletes to pull off the outright upset. But 8.5 points at home, I'll take Kentucky here.
All right, well, there we go. Kentucky, there. That
all right.
You feel
okay.
Good, Treble.
It does, absolutely.
Poor Indiana, a beaten Indiana Hoosier team goes to Penn State. Penn State looking to make the college football playoff, win the Big Ten, maybe a little revenge from last year. This number is at 12. Who knows where it's going to land? What do you do? How do you play this game, especially if it moves up to 2 touchdowns? What do you make of this game on Saturday?
Well, I think Sean Clifford has been improved. He's completing 72% of his passes, but he's also been sacked 3 times in the Villanova game, 3 times against Ball State. Auburn is right there. There were 7 or 8 plays in that game that all went Penn State's way, or else I think they would have been saddled with a loss in that game. They were lucky in the first game against Wisconsin. Wisconsin should have been up 17-0 in that game. Indiana's going to bring it. That's what we know. They come to play. If you watch tape of their game against Cincinnati a couple weeks ago, I counted 9 plays. I'd never seen them run before. They're running double reverse passes here, so they have nothing to lose. I think Michael Penix is now 100%. Stephen Carr, they've been able to integrate him from the USC. The running back, he had over 100 yards last week. And the Nittany Lions, just 3-9 against the spread when laying double digits in Happy Valley. I think Penn State wins. This game goes down to the wire, though, 31-27. Let's take all those gorgeous points.
All right, well, there we go. He might, I mean, that, and that might go up. Who knows? You know, the public wakes up on Saturday morning, you know, and and they see that Indiana hasn't been good this season. All right, a game that is suddenly a big game, and Louisville has really rebounded after the Central Florida miracle win, if you will, beating Florida State. Wake Forest of, 4-0, top 25 team, favored by 6 is Wake Forest. Louisville fans excited and somewhat confident in this game. Lee, what do you think on Saturday?
Wake Forest, I mean, they had a running back last year, Kenneth Walker Jr., who's now at Michigan State, and boy, is he good. Now you maybe see why he leaves. I mean, Christian, he was splitting time with Christian Beal-Smith. Now they bring in a Michigan transfer, Christian Turner, freshman running back Justice Ellison. They have a three-headed monster there. Their quarterback, Hartman, is playing at a high level here, and I mean, this is wide open now. I mean, it's anyone's game here. Just think that Malik Cunningham is going to have to carry this team, and it's a lot. I mean,
I agree.
He's going to have to run and throw the football, probably have maybe 400 total yards in this game if they want to have a chance to win the game.
I agree.
So I think this is Wake Forest's game to lose. They're also 12-3-1 against the spread the last 16 games here at home. I like Wake Forest. High-scoring game, 45-35.
Cowboys favored, and it's moved to Sunday by Carolina and Sam Darnold. This should be a good game. I hate to say this as a Giants fan, but I think the Cowboys are a pretty good team, although I think Mike McCarthy is not really a good coach, which will be an interesting dynamic. But we shall see. Dallas favored by 4. What do you make of this game on Sunday?
Yeah, so I think Dallas is for real.
I agree.
They, for 15, 20 years, if you've been betting them, you're living under a bridge right now. They are just absolutely money burners. But they're finally putting it together. Their pass rush is fierce. Sam Darnold is playing much better, but he's still in the pocket, has a propensity to fumble. So look for that. And then Dallas's defensive backs are making plays on the ball. They got a pick six last week. Yeah. The last pick six I remember was James Washington when they were playing in the Super Bowl. So I like the way the defense is really starting to improve. And then CeeDee Lamb, top 15 receiver, my opinion now in the NFL. Both tight ends are becoming weapons in the passing game. I mean, Pollard, the running back that they got from Memphis a couple years ago, great change of pace running back. And Dak, he's probably a top three quarterback right now in the NFL. So, I mean, they're a play away from being undefeated. First time in a long time. Sometimes you got to lay it. You got to play it. I like Dallas here, big, 34-20.
Yeah, I would agree. Again, as a Giants fan, I'm not happy to say that. So everything you're saying, I agree with. But I'm just going to sit in my misery, Lee, every Sunday, just pure misery. All right, Denver, the one we care about, we'll have it. 93.9 The Ville coverage beginning at 3:55 on Sunday. Baltimore and Denver. Denver favored there at home by 1. Baltimore has had an exhausting season. Of course, this is the fight between Teddy and Lamar. And of course, Denver hasn't played any. Buddy, but they've looked good. What do you make of this game? Essentially, you know, a pick 'em.
Well, Denver, I mean, you got to think that Vic Fangio, he had not won a game in September as a head coach. He was 0-7. So he must have some friends in the office there, in the home office, because they gave him the Giants, the Jags, and the Jets, a collective 0-10. Here's the problem for the Broncos. I think their secondary is pretty good, but now they got to go from facing drop-back quarterbacks to facing a run-first quarterback, and it's tough. Just totally different here. And Justin Tucker, he kicks a 66-yarder for an NFL record last week indoors. Now he's in Mile High. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might kick a 70-yarder. Give me Baltimore, 24-14.
All right, tell the people again what you got. ParamountSports.com. Again, you can see every single thing that Lee picks. It's all up there. ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741.
Yeah, we got, like I said, our October special. It's a Locktober special. 5 weeks, $3.97, or through the Super Bowl, $9.97, and we'll throw in baseball. We've been on a four-month tear in the bases. And UFC, we won 42 of the last 64 cards and hit our 50-unit max wager last week. So ParamountSports.com is the place to go. And check out the website. A lot of other free videos. There's some big games going on around the country.
Oh, it's an awesome weekend.
Got Texas and TCU.
Yep.
Got Iowa, Maryland, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, and Alabama, Ole Miss. Check out all those videos. ParamountSports.com.
All right, see you, Lee. We'll be on time, and we'll talk with you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, thank you so much. Lee Sterling with us, ParamountSports.com. There you go.
See, we did it. We made it.
Did it disappoint you that he picked Indiana?
Yeah.
I knew it did. I could just tell in your voice.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear that.
I hope Indiana loses by 100.
Yeah, we don't hear Tom Allen's going to have him ready.
But no, what's funny about that is we knew – oh, my God, we forgot Lee.
Yeah.
And Crean went on for, like, two more minutes. And it made us happy.
We made us look at each other. Oh, yeah.
I was like, we're not interrupting big guy now. Yeah. He's rolling, baby.
Did I sent that text?
He's giving text.
I did not see that text until after.
I didn't want to interrupt you because you were on, like I said, you're on a roll. So I texted, and Andy got it, kind of did like a uh-oh look, and then you just kept going. There were a couple times where Andy was like, and you just kept on going, baby. He kept on that Jack Grossman steamroller was on full blast.
I wasn't stopping it.
You couldn't. I don't know who could.
I'm not getting ran over.
No, hell no.
That's like getting run over
by Myles Garrett.
It's a football Friday.
It is.
I get smashed in a football Friday.
You'd be like Tink, and he's DeAndre Square. He's just gonna shove you right over.
What if DeAndre Square does that to another guy?
Hey, it's just a football play.
It's just a football play, right?
Yeah, that's what Triple said. Just a football play.
By the way, Mark Stoops had his press conference yesterday to get ready for the game. And, Jack, I don't know if you even listened to it all. I spent like 6 minutes today listening to that. This is before I knew that hell was going to break loose with the notice of allegations. This is like 7:30.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the bottom of sound.
He didn't say anything.
Mark Stoops gave like three-word answers.
That's every Mark Stoops presser.
This is worse.
I think Mark Stoops is nervous. We'll see. I looked at Mark Stoops today, and I was like, I don't know, man.
I think he is nervous.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, he should be nervous. The way his team turns the football over, yes, he should be nervous. I'm nervous.
If Kentucky wins, will they storm the field? James Strebel answers that question next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You coached back in 2001 a running back by the name of David Wilson. I'm a big New York Giants fan, and I'm sad he had a neck injury because I think David Wilson was going to be a hell of an NFL player, coach. A hell of an NFL player.
And James Strebel.
You are 1,000,000,000% right in saying that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Back on The Take on a Friday, Football Friday. Thank you to George and Company at Barno's. The Barno's
Football Friday.
Yeah, there we go. Dropping off some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. If you're thinking for lunch or dinner, they got you covered tonight, this weekend, all the big games Saturday and Sunday, and they're delivering alcohol every single location. Carry out, delivery, whatever it may be. Support local businesses today. Yeah, it's that good. It is Barno's Pizza. What do the Strebles have tonight? What do you got going on?
Going out for the wife's birthday tonight.
Oh, where are you going?
She wanted to go to the exchange again. So
there you go.
Meet some friends out there.
You taking a picture?
Probably. I don't know. We're with friends. I don't know. I don't know if the friends want to be in the picture too.
A little double date.
Double date tonight. Yeah.
How about that, Jack?
Double date. Tonight.
A little double date.
Oh, there it is.
A little 7:30 double date. So yeah, excited about that. I'm ready to go.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Now it's her birthday, but are you? you're the one. Are you driving home or is she driving home?
Well, we'll have that discussion, I guess.
I mean, she will never drive.
Well, it's when if she plans on drinking a lot, then I'll drive home. I'll be happy to drive home.
Why don't you take an
Uber?
If
that's the case.
You live in New Albany, but going to New Albany.
It won't be very expensive. You're exactly right.
Why don't you just do that?
$15 or $20, whatever. We may do that. We may end up doing that.
I don't think you will do that.
Probably not.
I think you'll force your wife to drive.
I won't force. Again, we'll talk about what she wants to do and how many drinks she has. We'll go from there.
That was a lie.
Texas says, I can't believe Strebel had another woman.
I've had a few girlfriends in my life. It wasn't like I was just like a sad person. I had a few girlfriends. You know, not a lot.
Texas says, do you enough follow NFL?
What?
Texas says, here we go. We have talked enough Louisville garbage. Let's talk about national sports. Like the MLB or the NFL.
How about a little MLB? Well, I mean, Jack,
how about a little MLB?
Jack could go on that, too.
It is one of the funniest questions I get when people go, how much, like, NBA do you guys talk?
None.
I was like, none. It's local radio. Yeah.
I get that a lot. People are like, you do radio? Sports
like,
radio?
I don't mind telling you what I think of the NFL, but you can flip on ESPN and you can get what Dan Orlovsky thinks of the NFL.
Right.
Or Lewis Riddick.
Or Marcus Spears or somebody like that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, instead of us, you know, maybe them.
Texas says, boy, you're okay.
You're fine.
You're flailing
now. Well, I'm just saying
something's going on.
If you want Louisville and Kentucky talk, you come here. If you want NFL, they're not going to be talking Louisville and Kentucky on NFL Live. I mean, there's not many places you could go to get that fixed, and we're providing that for you.
Texas says, if Louisville's not a Sweet 16 team this year, why even keep Mac around?
I mean,
Texas says, just hire Kenny Payne. Texas says, I didn't favor hiring Kenny Payne, but can anyone be certain he would have done any worse than Mac? I don't know. I agree with that.
Yeah. That's right. And, I mean, after all this, if Mac, you ain't getting Kenny Payne now.
Texas says, why were these allegations? I actually disagree with that.
Really?
I think there's more of a chance he would get him.
I think less.
I'm with you.
Less.
Really?
Why would he leave?
Well, I think it has more to
do. Job
because he would more than double his salary and he would be coming home and
maybe
a head
but
coach
does he want to deal with all that?
I believe cleaning it up, there's a better chance now than there was then. 100%.
I think if he wanted to be in college basketball, he would have taken the DeBall job.
That's where I am. I think if he wanted to be a head college basketball coach, he would be a head college basketball coach.
Okay, yes, but he's been offered the DePaul job.
Yeah.
If he went to the NBA for a couple years and got offered the Louisville job, there's a big difference between the Louisville and the DePaul job.
Oh, a huge difference.
Okay.
But, I mean, after all this, is there going to be much of a difference?
I don't. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but they're going to be.
You're not being BBN today either.
And the thing is,
no Louisville fan has even come at you today.
No, they haven't.
So you have just been good. You've been nice. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I've not come on here to try to be, you know, hot take Strebel, Big Rig runs wild. I'm not doing any. I wanted to give you my actual thoughts and takes. I'm not trying to be hot takey or ridiculous with this. But I think, you know, Kenny Payne is like, he might look at that and be like, I don't know. But he could have his buddies be like, Kenny,
but there's a better
save
chance
us.
There's a better chance he would be offered now than three years
better
ago.
Better chance that he'd be offered. Yes, I agree with that. I don't know about
and
taking the job
is,
and
the
offered,
the thing
yes.
is, if it ever came out that he got offered, he could not turn it down.
Well,
because it would because it would sink the entire argument.
Well yeah, it
people
would.
Are
yeah.
mad. People are mad, and people, you know, that have been mad about the way and the hiring practices.
Sure.
If Kenny Payne turned down the job, that would take away one of the main arguments.
From Butch Beard and the rest.
It would take,
not all of them. No, not all of them, absolutely.
Texas says, why were these allegations amended and not just made a separate notice? That would be a question. It's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
It's an important question, but I don't know the answer to that. That would be on them. That was one of the things we learned today. That's why the narrative of we didn't learn anything today is not true. Texas says, turn off Jack's mic. Sweeney is right. Chris Mack broke the rules. This should not scare away other coaches. The video thing's different than the practice thing. The video thing, if true, is going to be a level 2. Who knows? Maybe something happens and there is leniency or grace to be shown. Oh, but no, it's going to be an issue.
It's absolutely an issue. And
people know that's against the rules.
Not only that.
People knew about Louisville doing that, by the
sure.
way. That was known in the college basketball world.
That wasn't a secret. Like people kind of knew that was going. Oh, and another thing with that too is like, how do they benefit from that? Like, who did they get? I hear that a lot with the Katina Powell stuff. Like, who did they get? Like, who ended up coming to Louisville because of Katina Powell? Did anybody come to Louisville because of these 30 for 30 videos that they made? Doesn't seem like it. So it's like, why would you do that and risk being in trouble when ultimately nobody's going to come because of it?
Texas says, what? Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy. Texas says, why did James choose to lie? He still has a Facebook.
No, I don't. I deleted it. I deactivated it.
Well, I mean, the guy sent a photo of your Facebook.
I don't use it.
It's got you and your wife and your kids, and it's got, you know, it's got, I mean, it looks like you. It's you with the guys at the exchange with the picture.
Yeah, but I deactivated my account. I don't use it. I really don't.
It's still up there. The guy just sent the picture.
Well, then I need to re-deactivate it because I've already deactivated it once. I need to deactivate it again.
I mean, there it is.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, it's still, I need to go back and deactivate it again. Because I deactivated it, and I like the apps off my phone, I don't go to it. I really don't.
When was the last post on there?
You can look and see.
Yeah, I'm asking Andy because he's on it.
Yeah, let me check.
You can look and see. I have not posted in over a month. It's been over a month since I posted.
You've only been off it for a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been off like a month. You can look and see.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, your entire timeline's here.
Okay.
Your entire
timeline. When's the last time I posted?
Yeah, but your entire timeline's here.
I need to deactivate it.
In August.
Okay, in August.
Did you simply log out of Facebook?
No,
I actually go through and try to delete it.
No, I clicked deactivate. No, on the app, I clicked deactivate. Well, then I need to go back and try to deactivate it
again. You know what it is? Jack may not know, but in the show The Office, when Michael Scott is going to have to declare bankruptcy.
Yes.
He just
yells it.
He just yells, I declare bankruptcy.
Yes.
And that's Strieble. Strieble saying, I am deactivating you. I am not a part of Facebook. And then still having his account up there.
You've quit Facebook, but you haven't deactivated Facebook.
Yeah, those are two things.
Yeah, I really did deactivate. Like, I thought I deactivated it. I hit the button that said deactivate account, and I did. Oh, well. I'll just deactivate it again.
You know what's on here?
You are not active on Facebook, but your Facebook hasn't been deleted.
In August, Strieble took it to heart, which ruined the fun in it. The Leo Radio Personality of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Andrew Strieble, which I assume is your brother.
Yeah.
And then JT.
Yeah.
Okay, which is a buddy.
A baseball coach.
There you go.
For Wyatt. Yeah, and a buddy, too.
And then your sister.
Yeah.
And then your wife.
Yeah.
And then you. Like, that's what your Facebook is.
Yeah, that was all it was. Yeah.
I just added your sister, too.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You can be raised with my
sister. A lot of Cooper on this timeline.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he's liking a lot of her posts. That's what he does.
Oh,
he sits
man.
In Greece and he likes likes posts. That's
does
what
Cooper
does.
Know about this yet? It's a great point.
Oh, we
does
need to
Cooper
text
know?
Him. Usually when news like this hits, he texts us and like, oh my gosh, or this is because he was all over the Dino Gaudio stuff. As soon as that happened, our phone was blowing up. So yeah, we need to reach out to Coop.
Dude, Mitch just tweeted. I got to read this
oh,
one.
Oh, please.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Yes.
This is a haymaker. Jack, don't look at the timeline. This is so good.
Oh, no.
This is so good.
Okay.
So, St. Louis SC, who is an MLS team. I didn't know that until this minute.
Okay. I had no idea. Yeah.
Has hired as their director of coaching John Hackworth, the guy that got fired from Lou City.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
And Mitch tweets,
oh, no.
Excellent hire. Going to bring a culture of winning to St. Louis.
Wait, the Cardinals don't already have a culture of winning? I thought they were the greatest team of all time. Come on, Mitch.
He's talking about the soccer team.
I mean, he said St. Louis just has the city.
He's just got to be fuming.
Oh, I bet he is.
Jason is. He's literally like on fire.
He's
right
on the
now.
Discord mad right now.
Yeah. Oh,
Ence's meniscus is going to be acting up tomorrow.
Oh, at the
rain's going to roll into Kroger Field and it's going to lock his left leg up.
You're going to see him in a.
Larry
in a boot.
Vaught and Michael Bennett are going to have to end up carrying him to the elevator
oh,
at Kroger
AD,
Field.
If that happens.
If it happens, I'll try to be there.
Yeah.
Me and a Dembona.
You
hanging
and a Dembona
out.
Are going to be hanging out. Hey, yeah. Don't buy him anything, okay? Just, you know, try not to. Get in trouble with any violations.
No, I would
please.
Love to be at the center of Kentucky getting in trouble with the NCAA.
Like,
that would be great.
A Dembona and local
you
radio
could,
host.
Yeah, yeah. I would become Cardinal Sweeney, which
you
would be fine.
You would. They'd lift you on high.
That's the thing. No one's really. There's not many Louisville shows in the area.
No, there's not.
You know, I'd have
to
establish myself.
Yeah. Separate yourself.
Separate myself as yeah. a Louisville centric, yeah.
Yeah. Host. It's never
Sean
been done
Hagberth
before.
Sean Hagberth is back.
Good for him. He
what
got a job. I'm happy for him. I hope
no,
he does well.
You don't care.
I have no
you
idea.
You have no idea.
When you said
was.
John Hagberth,
you
I didn't
no
know
idea.
What who you're
no
talking
memory.
About until you said former FC coach. Like, oh, yeah, I remember him getting fired.
Let's take a break. 5 o'clock hour coming up next.